Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 DZ, we got this one yesterday, and I said, oh, you're going to the front. You know, we have this long stack of Am I the Jerks. Oh, no, no, this one got sent right to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Can always
I wonder why.
You can always submit. That's right. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Okay, DZ, here's what she said. She does not want her husband to know she wrote in because she's embarrassed about this, which already breaks my heart. So what's her name going to be? You don't know what her real name is, so you pick a name. Only I know.
Let's call... Right. Let's call her Francine.
Francine. Got it. All right, Francine said, good morning, Allie and DZ. So my husband and I have been together for 20 years. We have three kids together. So his cousin is having a baby. That's exciting. And his parenting advice was to watch how bad your wife's body's going to change. It's ruined now.
Okay.
He says it's a joke, but it has really affected me. To me, it's wrong. There's many things he could have said, but that's all the advice he gave to him. He repeated to him over and over again, watch how bad your wife's body's going to change. But I can't get it out of my head. I feel like I'm going crazy. It makes me think he's not attracted to me anymore. He doesn't even celebrate Mother's Day for me anymore. Ugh, that's a whole nother issue.
Yeah,
he tells the kids that she's not my mother. I get it. I'm not as blah, blah, blah. Like, he doesn't have to honor her on Mother's Day because it's not his mom is what he tells her.
Oh, it's the kid's mom, not my mom.
But she said, I gave him three children, so it still hurts that he does nothing on Mother's Day. I've been pulling myself away from him, and I don't want to. But it just stinks, and I don't know what to say or do anymore. Am I the jerk for overreacting, or is he the jerk? What? I saw this. I'm like, oh, she needs some love. She needs some, we got to talk to her today, Francine. Francine, our listeners are going to come through and give you some advice, and maybe somebody will say she's a jerk and she's overreacting. Maybe they will. I'm going not the jerk clearly today.
Well, and people got to talk to each other plainly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes truth hurts, and I'm not, don't let me preface by saying I'm not leaning towards jerk, right?
Right.
But what I will say is the honesty behind some people's words hurts, and the truth behind some people's words hurts. Mm-hmm. What he did was reveal a whole lot about himself in that moment, mm-hmm. right?
You're right about that. Because he wasn't even saying it to her, he's saying it to someone else, but it's obvious he thinks that because of his own experience with his wife who had children. And of course our body changes. What do you want us to do? We made
right.
a human,
we all know
you
that.
Freak. I
it's
grew a whole
crazy.
Damn human in my body, and now you want to... Of course it looks different. Like, what?
Let me just say, the body is not a rubber band,
no.
all right? It's not going to just snap back into place the second you pop a baby out, right? And anybody that thinks it does, y'all are diabolical. I don't even know who or what raised y'all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What I do feel, though, is her reaction is important on how and if she does get determined the jerk.
Okay.
If she lashes out, this is a gotta be the bigger person scenario because you can't stoop down to somebody's level. It's going to only affect you worse.
Yeah. 100%.
You feel what I'm saying?
I feel like she deserves better and she should just get it moving. Sounds like she's already pulling away and I'm like, girl, you could be happy. You don't have to live like this with somebody insulting you and body shaming you passive aggressively to their cousin. I mean, how rude. How rude. You know, because I'm almost with you at that point. Words hurt, but you're also, you know, words hurt, but you're not saying it to her either. So it's even worse. You're saying it around the way and she's not stupid, you know?
It's a truth hurt scenario. And it depends on how you handle yourself.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to uphold the utmost grace or else she could come out jerky on the end. Two jerks don't make it right.
Nope. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts next. Is she overreacting because her husband keeps telling his cousin who's having a baby, oh, watch how bad her body changes. It's ruined now. And she says he keeps saying it over and over. So she's pulling away. Wants to know if she's overreacting for being upset. We'll talk to you next.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Phones are hot, DZ. Very hot. Everyone's upset, and I think we're going to find out. I was shocked if it goes a different way today, but
Let's find out.
Let's find out. Basically, Francine wrote in, wanted to be anonymous, so we changed her name. She said she's embarrassed, and she didn't want people or her husband to know that she had written in today. But basically, he keeps telling his cousin who's having a baby that his wife's body is going to change. It's ruined now. Just wait. And she's over the body shaming joke. So she wants to know if she's the jerk and is overreacting. And I'm like, huh? What? What? Okay, girl. Well, hold on. We're going to start this morning with one of our regulars. You ready for this? Because people are fired up. Let's go. It's Amelia in Milwaukee.
How are you guys doing on Friday?
Girl.
And Amelia.
We were doing great until I read this, Am I the Jerk? And now I'm mad.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, he's oh my god, I'm trying my best not to cuss, but he is a jerk. Like, let me tell you, first of all, us women, we go through a lot.
Amen.
Our whole lives, okay?
Our whole lives. Thank you.
We push it as a human being. And you're so worried about how her body's gonna look. You know what? First of all, if you really do care, there's other ways around it. How to talk to her about, you know what, maybe you should do this. Not, you know, body shame her or anything like that. And not only that, I would like to know how he looks.
Thank you.
That's what I said. I said, is this projection? Is this guy overweight? I would love to see what this guy looks like.
That was my next point. What does he look like?
Oh, uh-huh. I would go rip. And let me tell you, from experience, I've always been, you know, up and down in weight.
Yeah,
and
same.
I would never forget. Yeah, I would never forget a guy would tell me, I can't do you because you're heavy. Tell me why years later he tried to talk to me. And I'm like, I didn't realize you looked like a gremlin before they turned green. Like, really, dude?
What?
Like, now you look at me. Oh, now don't say hi to me. You know, I may gain and lose weight, but you're losing your hair, and I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Good luck fixing your hair.
Right. And then you got bad bangs. No, and don't get me wrong. As life goes on, especially with the big pandemic that hit, it has changed a lot of people. And so to sit there and body shame somebody, you know what? How about you look in the mirror and figure out what you don't like about yourself that you're sitting here body shaming somebody else?
Boom. Because that is exactly it. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So,
that's what it really is if you think about it. When people sit here and criticize and stuff like that, like, you know,
it's about them.
There's something deep inside of your root that you're it's bothering you.
Amen. Amelia, we love you. You said it. Great. He's the jerk. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Guys, have a nice one. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right.
Hey, get her off the phone before she curses, Brish. I know she's fired up.
Amelia's ready to go, boy. Next up, regular because the phones are hot today. Lisa in West Allis.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you as fired up as Amelia was?
Well, I have had two children, and my body is no longer the same.
Same. I had a tummy tuck. Everybody knows it. It was for weight loss and the babies.
I'm full of poopa over here, but anyway.
Girl, and you still look fine. And if I still hit that, and I haven't seen you.
I was going to say, man.
Well, you have. You just don't know that it's me.
Real man like a little fupa, you feel me?
Yes. All right, Lisa. What do you think? He's been saying this over and over in front of his wife to his cousin. Is she overreacting for thinking he's body shaming her?
No, she's not overreacting, and she's not the jerk, because I was just going to say what Amelia said. How many hairs off his head did he lose in the last 20 years?
Here come the female gang, DZ.
I mean, if you want to talk.
Here we go.
Well, male or female, it doesn't matter. Our bodies change as we get older. Don't matter.
Yes, absolutely. I've seen the dudes in their 40s who have been fit their whole life, the little beer belly starting to come in. I've seen it, dude.
Slowly.
It happens to us no matter who you are. Things change and you have to deal with it. So, Lisa, you're saying he's the jerk, though.
Yeah, he's a jerk. She's not.
And yeah, and we're not supposed to tell people to leave, but girl, go. Bye.
Girl, please.
I'm like, he's not. She said in the message, thanks for calling, Lisa. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Lisa.
She said in the message that he doesn't even do anything for Mother's Day, and he says, well, you're not my mom. But it's just the guy just does not appreciate her all around.
That feels like a whole nother problem. Like, buddy, did you give up? Because then you got to go, man.
Seriously. All right. Last but not least, she is. It's another Lisa. You can imagine who it is.
Oh, Sheboygan. Hey, Lisa.
Sheboygan in the house. Hey, Lisa.
Sheboygan representing. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, DZ is holding up his musky football from Lakeland right now. His shirt's on.
Sheboygan, baby.
Football helmet is around somewhere. I could put that on.
Okay, enough with the football stories, you two.
Shout out Lakeland, baby.
Here we go with the nostalgia today. I hear it. Okay, Lisa, what do you think? Is Francine overreacting?
No. And I'm like Amelia, I have to realize that I can't cuss right now, because listening to it, like, I could feel like my face getting red and hot with rage.
Mm-hmm.
And then as like I sat and listened, then I got really sad for her, because like, nobody should have to be subjected to that. And did this husband know that she heard this? Like,
yes.
She said
he said it multiple times, she said, and he repeats it. So it's not like he said it once in passing to his cousin. She's like, no, it's been repetitive.
Does it matter if she heard it or not? He still said it and felt it.
That's true. It's still nasty what he said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It still is. But sometimes, like, I wonder, like, does he know that she heard it? And what is his reaction to her, you know, her knowing that he heard it? Like, then, like, really, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. If he knows that she heard it and is still saying it. But, I mean, shout out to my husband. Like, he loves me no matter, like, what size
my
pants are.
He tells you you're beautiful, as he should, if you're going to be married. That's the way it should be.
Yeah,
nobody should be making you feel bad in a relationship. I don't care if you're married, not married, friends. If they're putting you down, goodbye. That's it, right, Lisa? Sorry, I'm getting on one. Now I'm preaching.
No, and I guarantee, like, everybody that usually is the bully is usually one that's bullied themselves, right? So it doesn't make it right, but I guarantee he's unhappy with himself. Let's make everybody else around me feel unhappy. Happy, which isn't right.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting fired up again.
Yep. Girl, so, same.
Allie, you nailed it on the front end. You said projection. What's he look like? Where's his established weight goal, hairline? Where are you at in your life? Man, he's unhappy.
He sure is acting like he's Brad Pitt, and I doubt it. I doubt it.
Sure not Brad Pitt.
All right, Lisa with us. Woosah. Deep breath. You ready to move on? Woosah.
Yes. And before I head off here, guys, Allie, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you too, Lisa.
And DZ, happy Mother's Day to Aaron.
Yes, absolutely. I'll let him know. Happy Mother's Day, Aaron. Have a great Sunday, and I hope you do. And I hope your husband pays attention to not just the kids.
That part.
Thank you. He will.
I know he will. I know he will. Lisa, we'll talk to you later. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'm glad she said that because we've had so much going on with Nurses Week, Teacher Appreciation Week, Mother's Day. Like, they're screwing us. They're putting it all in 1 week. It's not fair.
How come moms get the short end of the stick?
Why? It's every time. And then husbands that say things like that. Thank God you're around, DZ. You give me hope for men, okay?
I got you. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.